Janine, what about this one? Acceptably hot? More importantly, his girlfriend's wearing brand new uncomfortable underwear and hasn't bothered to pick this thread off the top of his jacket or point out the grease smudge on the back of his neck. Currently, he's going home alone. Also, he's a comics and sci-fi geek. They're always tremendously grateful, really put the hours in. Jeff, the gents. The loos now, please.
Greg.
The loos, please.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's your turn.
Yeah, actually, now you mention it.
Sherlock, any chance of an end date for this speech? Got to cut the cake.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, can't stand it when I finally get the chance to speak for once, Vatican cameos.
What did he say? What does that mean?
Vatal stations. Someone's going to die.
What?
Narrow it down. Narrow it down. Narrow it down.
No! 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 Not you! Not you! You. It's always you. John Watson, you keep me right.
What do I do?
Well, you've already done it. Don't solve the murder.
Save the life.
Sorry. Off-piste a bit. Back now.
Phew.
Let's play a game. Let's play murder.
Sherlock.
Imagine someone's going to get murdered at a wedding. Who exactly would you pick?
I think you're a popular choice at the moment, dear.
Someone could move Mrs. Hudson's glass just slightly out of reach. That would be lovely. More importantly, who could you only kill at a wedding?